When the Magdalene Sisters won the prestigious Golden Lion for Best Film at the Venice Film Festival, the Vatican's daily newspaper called it an angry and rancorous provocation. The movie opens in American theaters today. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says the fuss is understandable.
The Magdalene Sisters is a fist of fury, a savage sledgehammer attack on questionable practices of the Catholic Church in Ireland. This uncompromising film examines that country's Magdalene asylums, run by the Sisters of Mercy and other orders. Named after Mary Magdalene, a fallen woman who was forgiven by Christ, these were the places where embarrassed families deposited unwed mothers and other young women whose moral crimes, some as seemingly innocent as flirting with boys, were thought to shame society. Once inside, these women were forbidden contact with the outside world, which returned the favor by ignoring what went on behind the walls. More than 30,000 women and young girls were detained in these establishments until the last one closed in 1996. The women were forced to work without pay in the Magdalene's institutional laundries. By all accounts, they were treated like prisoners.
In God's name, have we done to deserve this? We're not slaves. We're not criminals. What have we done? Having a baby is not a crime.
Having a baby before you're married is a mortal sin.
All the mortal sins in the world wouldn't justify this place.
When the Magdalene Sisters opened in Ireland, an estimated 1 out of 4 adults saw the film. Women who survived the Magdalene asylums stepped forward to say that the reality was even worse. More than one survivor told the press it was impossible to convey how miserable and inhuman the asylums were. That's hard to imagine, given how brutal this film is.
I understand that you two have been disobedient.
I just asked if I could see you, sister.
You didn't ask anything, girl. You demanded. Now who in God's name gave you the right to make demands?
I just wonder why I'm here, sister. I've not committed any crime. I've never been with any lads, ever. It's God's honest truth.
But you'd like to, wouldn't you?
Magdalene's director is Peter Mullen, an actor best known for his starring role in Ken Loach's My Name is Joe, which won him the Best Actor Award at Cannes in 1998. Mullen and his cast have created a fierce piece of agitprop cinema that is as merciless as the system it is driven to expose. Magdalene begins with the backstories of 3 different teenage girls, all callously stigmatized and abandoned by their families in the same asylum on the same day in 1964. The asylum is depicted as a place out of hell, and the nuns in charge figures from a nightmare from which there is no awakening. The Magdalene Sisters can be a difficult film to watch because it is so insistent and relentless in its depiction of institutional horrors. These truly are lost girls, lost to mercy, lost to compassion, lost to even the idea of love. That is the saddest thing of all.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.